Stacy.
I'm Sprout Share Brown. How are you?
Good. We have the firm of Brown and Brown now talking. Huh?
We do. I like that. All right.
How are you, Senator?
I'm good.
Yeah, I know you got to run shortly. A lot of things happened just over the last day with the impeachment. We have the Bolton book and the New York Times report. Are we seeing momentum?
We'll have more tomorrow.
Yeah. So are you seeing any momentum from the other side?
I mean, I think you start, Mr. Brown, you start with that. In the Senate today, that fear does the business. I mean, Republicans are afraid of this president. I mean, they like the tax cuts. They like the far right-wing judges that Trump gives them. But they're fearful of him. And even though they say quietly, they'll say to me individually, some of them, that, you know, they think Trump is, that the phone call is far from perfect, all that, they are afraid of him calling them names and coming into their states and campaigning against them. I mean, that's, so fear too often here does the business. But it's clear that this is a sham trial if we don't get witnesses. And John Bolton should be called, so should the president's chief of staff. And the president consistently says this is a witch hunt, and then he says it's all hearsay. Well, then let's get people who are in the room, and we want to hear directly from those people who saw the president, heard the president. Otherwise, it's not a real trial.
And I know the Chief Justice is presiding over this. What,
yeah.
So our readers understand, what role, if any, other than being the presider over this? I mean, because it seems like it's a Mr. McConnell show.
Yeah, it's I don't. I mean, it's not just your readers that don't understand what the Chief Justice does exactly. I mean, the Chief Justice he basically just sits there mostly. I guess he thinks that's his job. There is some discussion that if there's a tie vote, if we say say we have a vote and it's 50-50 on whether Bolton should testify, there's some belief that the Chief Justice would break the tie. Some people think he wouldn't. Nobody knows that. If he breaks the tie, then the Senate can vote to overturn that, but assume they wouldn't if he breaks the tie, because it'd be 50-50 then. So I don't know. I think that we'd like to submit names of witnesses and have the Chief Justice decide, is this person material or is this not? So if he brings a name in of somebody that didn't have anything to do with this case, then he'd say no. Likely, if it's Bolton, he'd say yes, or if it's Mulvaney, he'd say yes. So it's all still undefined. It doesn't happen enough in American history that we really know the answer to that. But we would like a more engaged presiding officer, because I think the trial would be fairer than just, as you say, than just the Mitch McConnell show.
Well, you know, speaking of that, and the fact that if you are able to, let's say you are able to get Bolton, Mulvaney, and others, is there any fear on the Democrats' part that they will still turn this into a circus? And perhaps, you don't want to project, but perhaps even commit perjury to protect this president. We've already talked about the fear that they have.
Yeah, possible. I think that, I mean, I know. I guess I answer this way, Mr. Brown, that we think that the more light that shines on this, the better for the country, the better to show what Trump has actually done. And you know, many of these witnesses will exonerate him. I mean, that's a possibility. If that's the case, then okay. But if we really are, and I think the Democrats really are wanting the truth to come out in this impeachment process, then you've got to say yes to witnesses that could shine any light on this.
And finally, and I'll let you go, Senator. I know you got to run. This is an election year, obviously. The president has been coming to the black press and black America saying he's done this for black America. He's done that. What do you say in response to that? Because the economy everyone says is great, but then some argue that it started in the Obama administration. What do you say if there's a counter to Trump's mantra that he's made black America great again?
Well, it's not just some say that it started with Obama. The facts are it started with Obama. There had been – this is the longest period of economic growth since the Second World War. And the first 7 years, the first six, 7 years of this were starting with Obama. And in fact, the economic growth under Obama was higher than it's been than the first 3 years of Trump. That kind of stuff doesn't matter in people's minds. I understand that. But what does matter is that wages haven't gone up enough. I'm certainly glad there are more jobs, but they're not often good paying jobs.
Mm-hmm.
They're better than nothing, but they're not good paying jobs. He's proposing, we're actually doing all these cars today. He's proposing cuts in disability and cuts in the SNAP program for, in many cases, people who are working or can't either working and working in low wage jobs or who can't work because they're disabled or they can't find a job. In the end, though, the president's a bigot. I mean, I think that he has shown no interest in helping low-income people. He is in moderate-income people. He's done everything he can to suppress the vote and to divide the country, and he's a racist, and I think that overrides all of this, frankly.
Yeah. Well, thanks, Senator. Get to your important business. I appreciate it.
This is important, so call me if you need something else, all right?
Will do. Take care.
See you. Bye-bye.